This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Do you know what I did once? No. Years ago, I was probably about 16.
Oh, yeah.
You know Rolo? A long time ago, they had this whole advertising campaign that if you love someone enough, you give them your last Rolo.
Yes.
So I, on Valentine's Day, got my boyfriend at the time. Woo! That's how long ago. It was delivered to his house in a little box. Yeah. And it was a Rolo, my last Rolo.
How long did that last after that?
Years.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking, if I got a manky old roller in a box on Valentine's Day, I don't know how I'd react. Now, here's some ideas, though, if you are going to go out on Valentine's Day with somebody new.
Right, okay.
And this woman, her name is Single Girl, so obviously she's not been too successful. But she's saying key to planning your first date is realising that your goal for the date should be pretty simple. And I think this is my problem. I'm going to think
simple.
Simple. You want to get to know each other just a little bit better and decide if you'd like to have another date. That's all you're doing.
Right, okay.
Not
all right,
in.
So let's not overthink things.
No, well, you know, that is my problem. Mm. Note, I didn't say to get laid, she says.
Okay.
That could happen, sure, but I firmly believe that you, if you go into your date with that as your goal, then your head is in the wrong place.
Right.
And needless to say, if that's your goal, these suggestions probably aren't for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep. Sock it to
you. Oh, it's groundbreaking. It's going to rock your world there. How about this?
Yeah.
Meet for coffee or some other hot beverage. Try, if at all possible, to avoid the major chains, unless you really do stop by Starbucks on a regular basis.
Right.
No, that's serious.
For me, that's a given, wouldn't it, to avoid major chains?
That's right. What if you want a cold beverage? Oh, here's another stunner. Here, how about this one? Go for a walk. I do this a lot during the summer. Some of my best first dates have been for leisurely walks in the park. Now, she's single.
Yeah, single girl.
She's talking about her first dates in the plural. What does that say to you?
Oh, she's not been very successful. That's what it's saying to me.
She's had a lot of first dates, hasn't she?
The coffee and the walk-in. What else has she got
for? Oh, you can go out for ice cream / gelato.
Ay, caramba.
So there's a place that she loves to go to that has indoor seating. Oh,
indoor seating.
Yes.
What, like a food court? Can you imagine that?
And then you could have your hot beverage there as well, couldn't you? You could go sightseeing in your town.
Mm.
She lives in NYC. Well, it's all right if you live in NYC. There's plenty you can do there. Or, this is the last one.
Yeah.
This would be top of my list.
This is the clincher.
You can always just meet for a drink. Hey, find a bar, lounge, pub or club.
That is such a load of bollocks. That's what everybody does. Let's go out for a drink.
If there's not alcohol involved, I'm not going on it.
No, me. I don't want a hot drink unless it's a hot toddy.
If there's whiskey in that there ice cream, I might have some.
I'm in. I'm definitely Bailey's. Bailey's ice cream. That'd do it.
That's
chuck that out the bloody window.
It's not helping me. Should we have some gold frap? After a word from us.
Go on, Alison.
Egg is a group for same-sex attracted and transgender young people aged 14 to 21 years, run by the community for the community.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.